Thank you, John. It's good to come into your place of blessing today. Wherever you may be, trust that we can be a help to you. I'd like for you to get your pen and a piece of paper, if you would. I'd like to give you my phone number. And if you get an opportunity, if you enjoy the preaching, your phone say so. If you got to want to chew me out, just phone me and say so. It don't make no difference to me either way, because I'm going to stay with this blessed book. But I will say this. I've been thinking about it all week in my preaching that I do here. I know that I'm strict. I know that I'm straight. I'm trying to stay with this book. It's teaching the best of my ability. If it roots me and you both up and roots us out, it's our problem need to get in. I'll say, don't lay near a bit of this, my preaching to this radio station. It all belongs to me and God. Amen. I just give me the air that be purchased the air time, and don't let the brother John, he just here getting us on and off and taking care of things, so you charge it all to God, because this is his book, and this book is what I'm going to preach. So if you have your pen and pencil, I will give you my cell phone number. It's 256-630-3879. And my home phone number is 256-523-5504. So we'll trust that we can be a help and be an encouragement. I ain't got much longer to go, and our world's in a mess, and we do need help. I want to start off by reading in the book of Acts. We're going to be reading in a couple of places here. Then we'll go back to some of them 20 points that we said we were going to preach on. But I want to read about a couple of three verses here in the book of Acts, chapter 2, what Peter said. And I want to pick up a little thought for us to look at. The Bible said in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation." You notice what he said at the last part? Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now, he didn't say save yourself, but he said save yourself from this untoward generation. It takes Jesus Christ to save us, but it takes us. We got to save ourselves from this untoward generation. You know what we've done? We've compromised, and we went along with everything in the world today till we've got ourselves in one more mess. And the only way we're going to get out of it is turn back to God and do the things of God. But I want to go back and read again where this man's thoughts was, and I want to read about the point one and two. Then we might even read point three while we're at it, but we've got the scripture back over in the New Testament we're going to read just to kind of lay a foundation. Point number one, where mom were at home, dads were at work, brothers were in the army, and sisters got married before having children. Point number two, crime did not pay. Hard work did, and people knew the difference. Mom could cook, dad would work, children were quiet, husbands were loving, wives were submissive, children were polite, women wore the jewelry, men wore the pants, harlots wore the paint, and children wore the stripes. Point number three, he said, women look like ladies, men look like gentlemen, and children were decent. Amen. So if you're correctly reading them, I want to go back, if we could, just for a minute, and In St. Luke chapter number 10, I believe it is. I want to read something here. I have preached on this before. Amen. And there's not going to be enough time to get it today, but I want to go back to it. But here we're in Luke chapter number 10, and I'll again read with verse number 25, read several verses. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law, how readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy might, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he willing," now listen, "he willing to justify himself, and I said unto Jesus, Who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, brought him to the inn, took care of him, and on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee." If correctly reading these few verses of Scripture, you can read on if you would like to, but I do remember, and starting out on reading, preaching on this man's thoughts, amen, and on these 20 points here, I remember getting the husbands, getting the men, trying to get them back in their order. I remember getting the ladies and putting them where the Bible said they should be. Amen. They are difference in a man and a woman. They are difference in their lives. They are different all the way around in their dress. They are different, and God made them different. Amen. He didn't make them to look alike. Amen. Like somebody said the other day, women wanted their rights, wanted equal rights. I said, now that they got them, what are they going to do with them? Amen. But I'd like to talk to us just for a little while now about our children. Amen. We have a mess today with our children. I'd bless your heart. Everybody in the world, I seem like they know how to raise children. Amen. Don't want what God said. They want to go by their ideas and their opinions. But God, I was talking to a woman one time that had a baby. Amen. She said, I wish there was a handbook that come with these babies that we would know how to raise them. I said, ma'am, they are. She said, where's it at? I said, here it is, the King James Bible. Amen. I'd bless your heart. But I want to read just a little piece here out of an article, out of a newspaper, just to kind of lay down the foundation of where we are today. There is no children today being polite very much. Now, there is. Don't get me wrong. They still some good children. They still some children that look right, dress right, act right, live right. I still have manners. Amen. Thank God for them. But I'm saying, as a majority of the world today, our children is turned loose. You'll find here where the Bible said there was a certain man I went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and God, and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, and leaving him half dead. I'm about to preach on the thought I preached on it before. Oh, thank God, our children being stripped and wounded and left half dead. Amen. They're stripped of any discipline. They're stripped of any morality. Amen. They stripped of anything. Thank God that's godly. They're stripped of it. This world is stripping them. And us as parents, we will not stand up and take the place that God put us. Now this little article I hear in the paper, it says in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a New Mexico teacher asked a 13-year-old girl to stop talking with her friend and move to another seat. The girl refused. The teacher called the police. The case is among thousands across the country, fueling a long simmering debate over what education should bring in the when educators should bring in the police to deal with disrupting students. Now listen, a 6-year-old Georgie, a kindergarten, became the latest test case last week when she was hauled off in steel handcuffs after throwing books and toys in a school tantrum. Amen. Listen to this. Thank God, hear what my lawyer said. Kids are being arrested for being kids. Amen, said Shannon Kennedy, a civil rights attorney. Now I'll tell you something, friend. I'd bless your heart. I told Brother John this coming Tuesday, I'll be 69 year old, and I've got news for you. Thanks be unto God, when I was a kid, when I was a young youngster, there wasn't no such thing as throwing a tantrum as we see right here. Brother, if there's any tantrum thrown, it was mom and daddy. If it's down at the schoolhouse, I was talking about it the other day. If it's down at the schoolhouse, you'd wind up with 3 whoopings. Amen. The teacher would whoop you for being disobedient. I send you to the principal's office, and the principal would whoop you for being disobedient. Then when you got home, boy, would you ever get the dessert put on your cake when your parents found it out. Bless your heart. You say, preacher, that child abuse is turning a child loose and letting it go his own self-will and self-way and throw a tantrum and get by with it. Amen. When kids won't mind the parents, they'll not mind the school teacher. When they won't mind the school teacher, they won't mind the law officers. And when they won't mind near one of them, amen, when the Holy Ghost come by, they will not mind him either. Let's read on down just a little further. Ain't got about this little child in Milledgeville, Georgia, a city of 18,000, some 90 miles from Atlanta. Silica Johnson was accused of carrying items off the wall and throwing
books and toys in an outburst Friday at Creekside Elementary. The police said she also threw a small shell that struck the principal in the leg and jumped on a paper shredder and tried to break a glass frame. A friend, that's child abuse. When you leave a child to its own self and you won't correct it, a friend, that's child abuse. And I'm not talking about, hey man, some of this stuff going on today where they are abusing children. I'm talking about what God was saying. Amen. To correct a child. Thank God he said in Proverbs 22 and verse number 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Let's turn to the Word of God now. Amen. In Proverbs chapter number 13. Amen. And verse number 24. Now let's see who loves their children and who is an abuser. I'm going to take the Word of God over what any of these ACLUs or any other this bunch says. I'm going to take what the Word of God says. Amen. God said right here now in Proverbs 13 and 24, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. And now God's telling us, if you'll correct that child, amen, you don't have to abuse it. Amen, just break its spirit or its will to fulfill what it wants to do. You know what would have helped that little 6-year-old girl? Was somebody had got mom and daddy and carried them out behind the woodshed and wore out about a 6-foot a keen hickory on them, and they would have corrected that child. Amen. Thanks be unto God. I know what a hickory will do for you. Amen. I've had a few of them wore out on me. Amen. It'll make you say yes sir, no sir. Amen. It'll make you not throw them tantrums. It's not the children's fault, it's the parents' fault. He said that he that spareth his rod hateth his son. I had a woman one time had to tell me that she loved her children too much to whoop them. That's not what this Bible says. This Bible said he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him. Now this is what God's saying. He that loveth him hath chasteneth him betimes, or real early. Amen. I was reading the other day, I hear a man talking on the radio the other day. A little girl, 8-year old. I said they started sending her to school, told her to a new school. And said they told the principal down there, said she, I can cuss worse than a mule skinner. He said, send her on down here. I believe we can correct her. I said, she got down there and throwed one of her little tantrums, 8-year old, and come in cussing worse than a mule skinner. Had to phone the mamas and daddy to come get her and carry her home. Had a man this week had to tell me about a man that had a young boy. Hey man, was vile and mean. And he told him 2 or 3 times, said, son, if you don't quit, I'm going to whoop you. My boy just kept on directly. He grabbed him up, gave him a spanking, and set him down. So that little boy looked up at him and said, you think you're big, don't you? I call you bigger than I am. And you're beating on me. I thought, my God, if I'd have been a young and a man, on the second trip around, he'd have been begging me. I'd have cut him some slack. God said, amen, here, if you hate them, if you spare the rod, if you love them, he said, you'll chase them Betimes. Betimes mean real early, while they're small. When they get grown, you ain't going to do nothing with them. Amen. You just well to forget it. Amen. Of Proverbs 19 and verse number 18. Here's what's happened to our children. Are stripped and wounded and left for dead. I mean they're dead spiritually. Proverbs 19 and 18. Chasten thy son while there is hope. Let not thy soul spare for his crying. I don't care what this ACLU or this other bunch said. That's what God said. That's the reason why we've got a bunch of juveniles. That's the reason why we go to Walmart. And we see them turning over this and that, raking stuff off the shelf, laying down the floor, having a kicking fit. Our brother of good King Hickory will adjust their attitude. It'll get them up and make them cry. Amen. Bless your heart. This time we got back to the Bible way. Amen. Proverbs 22. Thank God. How you pray for it. Proverbs 22 and chapter number 6 said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from him. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction I shall drive it far from him. Now that's what God said. Again, I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm not talking about burning them with cigarettes. I'm not talking about slapping them upside the head. I'm not talking about, amen, abuse them some way. I'm talking about what God said. God made hickory, and God put a place on that child for you to use it. Amen. And God said if you'd use it, it would. Ain't God break their will. Have them to where they'll be. A good, obedient to parents. Amen. That their days might be long upon the earth. Amen. I know this kind of preaching is not popular. But boy, we've got a generation today of kids that's stripped and wounded and half dead. We're thanking youth, hey, Morales. We're thinking taking them out on trips and all this is going to take care of the problem. Hey man, Daddy took care of our problem at home. I didn't have to have the church take me off on a trip. Daddy'd take care of it at home. Amen. That's what we need today. It's some mamas and daddies. Proverbs 23. Thank God, verse number 13 and 14. Now let's see what God said. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Amen. So, you hear what the Bible said? Amen. He said, spare not. Amen. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. You know what that rod is? Best I can search up is a good King Hickory. You know a hickory will do more good than a belt will. You know a hickory will do more good than a plow line will. Amen. I've been whooped with all of them. But I just never did lack that good King Hickory that would cut the blood out of you, they say, through your clothes. But God bless your heart. It had me to where I'd say yes, sir, and no, sir. I've never been on dope. I got on alcohol. I've never been a thief. I've never been, amen, the one to steal everything I get my hands on. Daddy corrected me. Daddy put some morals in me. And our children are being stripped and wounded and left for half dead. They're left to fend for themselves. Can you imagine a kid of mine, 6 year old, going to the schoolhouse and throwing a tantrum? Amen. and I told the police, go ahead and take her in. I'd be down there directly with a hickory, and I'll show you how to adjust their attitude. Amen. That's what's wrong with our world today. We ain't only got away from part of the Bible, we've got away from the part of raising the home. Amen. Now listen, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him, with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. God said good hide busting, a good tanning would save their soul from hell. I go back to the first scripture I read. Save yourselves from this untoward generation. I don't care what Dr. Spock says or nobody else. Hey man, God said, I don't whoop them, correct them, and you would save their soul from hell. Amen. I know this is not proper, but bless your heart, I'm giving you Bible. Proverbs 29. Amen. Let's see this. I see we ain't got but about 5 minutes. Amen. But I want to give you this. Two more verses. Our children are stripped of morality. They stripped of any manners. They stripped of anything. God bless your heart. Amen. That's morally good. They're stripped of their clothes. They're stripped of any morality. They're stripped, ain't got of anything. Had to try to make a godly person out of them. They're being robbed and cast off and wonder what's going wrong. Amen. Proverbs 29, verse number 15. The rod and reproof giveth wisdom. Do you hear what the Bible said? The rod and reproof giveth wisdom. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Now that little girl, 6 year old, that went down to the schoolhouse and throwed that tantrum, tore up all that stuff. Now there's a bunch more in that article too, but I'm just getting this one. Amen. It throwed that tantrum. Don't you know that brought shame to her mother and her daddy. Amen. Thanks be unto God. If it had corrected her at home, had her doing right, when she got down to the schoolhouse, she wouldn't have had one of them tantrums. Amen. The Bible said the rod and reproof giveth wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Amen. Now listen. Verse number 17, correct thy son. Amen. And he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall delight in his soul. Amen. There's another verse in Proverbs. I don't know where it is right offhand. Amen. Where he said, how about whooping a young'un and don't get carried away of his crying. Amen. Don't let his crying cause you to quit chasing it. God bless your heart. If we don't save ourselves from this untoward generation, if we don't go back to our children one more time and set them down at home. Again, I'm not talking about child abuse. Anybody that abused a child in the way that God didn't say to do it, how to be took out in the yard and shot. Amen. There's a way to correct a child. There's a way to whoop a child. There's a way to make a child mine. Thank God without abusing them. Without, thank God, mistreating them. I'm telling you God's way. God said if you do that, you'd save them from hell. I no doubt that little six-year-old kid, amen, if somebody don't take her away, amen, and give her some some correction. Hey, amen. If she lives long enough, she'll wind up in hell. Just as sure as I'm standing before this microphone. We need some parents to get the fear of God back in them. Get the fear of mom and daddy back in them. Get the fear of the law officers back in them. Get the fear of God in them again. We're living in a generation that I want my rights. That's all you can hear today. I got my rights. Let me close with this. You got your rights. You got a right to live the way you want to. Then you got a right to stand in judgment. Then you got a right to go to hell. At this time, we'll turn it back to the good announcer.